Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell all audiences. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. Yes, tell even your enemies, because everybody needs to get behind this. This is a matter of vital importance. This is DJ Butterfly Feces here on Cocooning from the Microphone. An important show with a vital message. It's 9 o'clock sharp here on the dot. We are about to talk about, well, let's just say something of vital importance. The continuing ongoing epidemic of homelessness in America. Is anybody doing anything about it? Something needs to be done. Dang me. All right. Now, this show is brought to you by Organic OK, a philanthropist who is going around there trying to do the same thing to save this world and everybody and everything in it. And is doing it of a vital need. All right. Now, I guess I have to recap. So let me try to make this as brief as much of a nutshell for you as possible. Here's the nutshell. I was living in McKinleyville, California. I had everything. But eventually I got to that adult age where, you know, it's time saying, like, now what? Facing the world, not entirely happy about the world that's being handed to me. My whole life I was the average kid. I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville, but somehow, me and myself, I was always average. Never really stood out in any big way. And I had a Blog Talk Radio show just like this one. Now, I was not particularly the kind of guy who just spins records. I had something to say, because the radio is about saying and doing something of meaning and significance. And that's a fact. Anywho, well, I was basically around living with my parents for God knows how long, because here's the thing. You know, things are bad all over now, you know what I mean? There's no other particular job available for anybody, especially in a place. In McKinleyville, we got everything. There's pretty much like no vacancies and no work anywhere. How could there be? People literally leave the state and go running around looking for work. They go all over. But the thing is, in a town like McKinleyville, everybody wanted to stay. There was so much to stay for. So there weren't any vacancies. And me, I was farting around for a while. I was doing my Blog Talk Radio show, saying to my parents, Mom and Dad said they wanted me out of the house, not because they want more time for themselves, but just because they were tired of me. They were sick of the sight and sound of each other, all right, but this is one of those cases where let's just basically bring in a kid to force them to stay together longer. Eventually, that was it. It was time for me to go. There I went with basically just the clothes on my back and everything I could stuff in a backpack, which wasn't much. I was walking through our woods. We have beautiful woods in McKinleyville. Acres, honestly. And it's so beautiful and natural. Still, the most nature. We have our 9 rivers, and we have a beautiful sparkling waterfall. But anywho, there, I saw, there just seemed to be some people camping, but then I realized they were vagrants, or as I like to call them, vagabonds. Men without basically residency. At least it didn't look like they did. They're sitting there with their tents or whatever. One of them, I introduced myself, and then they introduced themselves. One of them was called. He said, my name's Organic OK. I wasn't quite sure I heard right. Organic OK. Organic OK? That's right. I was nervous, because the kind of people who walk by not giving you their given names, the kind of people usually, the kind of people you have code words, you know, the kind of people who are up to no good. Unless they're in the porn industry or something. These guys aren't in the porn industry, because I don't believe so. Not that I'd know. But something about this was just more than just a little suspicious. More than a little. I went to them. I said, I told them, sorry, I just got kicked out of the house. In a weird way, it hadn't sunk in yet. You know how it is. Now, they say when you're a vagrant, you never consider that you're one of those people. The people without residence and employment. You never really... At first, it takes a little while for it to hit you, like, okay, I'm one of them, now I'm on the street. and the safety net is gone. And just, you know, it takes a lot for it to sink.
He said, would you like to come with us?
Come with you where? I tell you what, you can join us on our journey. See, let's say something. I got money. I'm wealthy, actually. See, we're going all around there. We're trying to clean up the community. We're picking up garbage and trying to help the homeless and illuminate and cultivate into something grander. Okay? My name is, well, I tell you what, you know my name. He introduced the others to me. What's your name? I told him my name. But you know what he said? Get this. He said, no, listen, you need a moniker like us here on the street here. I'm going to, get down. What? Get down on one knee. I got down on one knee. I was afraid what I was going to ask me to do there. Was he asking me to propose, or at least he didn't have me down on both knees, if you catch my drift. He basically took two fingers and touched them to my shoulder, and then he said, like, knighted me, you know. Was it, I dub the DJ Butterfly Feces.
What?
This way to you, man. Everyone knows the myth about the, actually, it's not even a myth, it's a story. You know how a butterfly is, man. The caterpillar goes in the cocoon, and its worship, it spins, and then grows web and wings, and emerges a butterfly.
Yeah.
That's you. But you said butterfly feces. Yeah, well, see, people don't realize, people think that bug doo-doo, the bugs drop doo-doo, it ain't worth it, right? But they're wrong. It's the most potent fertilizer there is. Look up online and find out what butterfly fertilizer does, what animal manure does. It's all part of the genus, the system. I appreciate it, but he called me, his name was Organic Okay, and he gave me a DJ Butterfly Feces. Can I pick my own handle?
No, dude. No, don't work that way. You want to be one of those guys who gives himself a nickname.
Those people have no friends. And if they do, if they want fatter, they try to give himself a nickname, then all their friends leave them. Okay? Sit down. Tell us about yourself. I told them my story. I told them all about me. They told me all about them and their mission and where they've been. And then we camped out the night, and after it was over, I slept in the tent. I mean, I know I should have been a little bit nervous. I don't even know these people. I thought, but at least I'm not sleeping on the streets. But again, that's going to be how they get you. You know, they find a lost stray. They come in like, come here, I'll help you. I'll save you. I'll protect you. Or something or other. Whatever. Whatever mattered. I went to bed that night, and then before we know it, I was in the, we were all in the cars, and they had these cars and SUVs, and before we know it, I was with them, and we drove first thing in the morning, and we were on the road again. They told me how they picked up some of the garbage and helped a lot of people in McKinleyville, what they were going all around helping people. And I joined them on that tour. We went everywhere. We started in Miami, Florida. We went all around making this world just a little bit better. I saw a lot of the world with them. I had a lot of great experiences. In the previous episode, I was in Los Angeles. We've been there for a while, and I thought, okay, now the bigger the city, the bigger the homeless problem is going to have. Now, they're going to have a very, very, very big, what's the word I'm looking for? They're going to have a very good program to help the homeless in the major cities. But here's the problem. They can't help that many. That's how it goes, man. A big populated city is going to have a lot of advantages, but it's also going to have some of the biggest disadvantages. But look at the Japanese have the same word for crisis as they do opportunity. What to do? L.A., could they help everyone? Now, I knew a lot of people who came out here to L.A. who almost, a lot of people basically were people who tried to break into Hollywood, celebrities who just didn't quite, I don't know, maybe the timing was just wrong. They got there, and they never made it. Or maybe some of them did, and they were forgotten, out of business. You know how it is. You understand it. Dang, it's such a, this business is just the, Anywho, as I was basically talking to everyone all around, here's the thing. I basically convinced maybe all of us we should work together just a little bit more, share resources. I told them how I'd basically been to this areas all throughout, and I basically got people to have a collected grooming, you know. Everybody basically gets their hair and teeth brushed a little bit, has their chin whiskers cut, and maybe a little bit more of the community, whatever, is throwing the people on the street to help them, whatever. But one thing I had discovered that they had in L.A. was the new invention of the eco pod. Actually, the housing pod. Little place, like a little shack. It looked like a little place where you kept your utilities or whatever, except it was a little bit bigger. And you know what? It was the ultimate salvation to anybody who had been thrown on the street. The eco pod. The housing pod. The pod. My pod, my pad. Ugh. If only this meant all our problems were saved. But it didn't. Why? Well, let me start from the beginning. No. You know what? Let me shorthand this for you, too. Even if we were all going to work together to build an eco pod, what we build it from? Housing materials are expensive. And here's another problem. Guess what? People are paying a great deal to build houses for those who can afford homes, to build a house or fix the house they already got. There were a lot of programs, especially not trying too hard to help the homeless. Why? Well, why else, dude? Why else, dude? I mean, here's the thing. We had a system which didn't look out for everybody. And we also had a system that was saying to us, to the world, if we don't help anybody, we can keep more of the money for ourselves, more money than we'll ever need. And also we're trying to say, let's not help those who need help. Let's help those who don't. So the rich can get more rich than they deserve to be. And, you know, we don't want to do something to reward these people. What about people who are out there working on the breadline? Whatever. These people on the street, they were thrown there for a reason. Should we really try to help them? I don't know, man. It was such an ordeal. So what was I doing? I went to Organic. Okay, I said, Organic. I want to stay here and build some more housing pods. Well, you want to stay here for good? No. It's just that there's no money for materials. We need more materials. You know, like material for an act. Wood, steel, tin, aluminum, whatever. We ain't got none of that. Why not? What the heck do you think? Take a dang guess. Take a guess.
Oh. Yeah. You know something? Maybe we go to the junkyard, basically, get some of those junked up cars. You want to try and give everybody a car even if it don't work.
No, but look. This is going to tow away a car that's just parked there because they want to save space to anybody who's paying for it, you know? 15 minutes after the half hour here, 9:15 here on the program, cocooning from the microphone. Hey, you know, don't just listen. Talk. Get involved with the cause. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. This show is brought to you by Organic OK, and check out Maya Harrison. She's online. She exists. She does. Anywho, what do we do now? What?
Well, think about going to the junkyard?
Yeah, but that's just it. The junkyard is part of the city. Those people are civil servants, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that they work for the city, just like librarians and teachers and postal workers and firemen and cops.
So,
look, I want to give everybody a car or whatever, but it costs money. Even a car that's all busted up, you got to pay. Yeah, they want money for that, too. I mean, what we do it? But no, I was thinking maybe we could basically melt them down and work, you know, that can be do. Yeah, but here's the problema. It's a money problem. Now, you got money. Can we help? Yeah, but I don't just want to help them. I'm trying to get them to help themselves and each other. It's that whole give a man a fish thing. Give a man a fish thing, okay? Let everybody learn to fish. That's the problem. There's only so many fish in the ocean before,
You know, yeah, and people get greedy. What to do, what to do, what to do.
Honestly, I came up with multiple ideas. All the entertainers, I asked them to sing on the street. There were street performers. You know, those guys who basically just sang on the street, who just beatboxed. There were those who tap danced, who did interpretive performance art. I encouraged them all to do their thing and personally and whatever. I tried to basically make sure that some of the pods that were being built, maybe two people could live in it, maybe three. Make them a little bigger. Give them some room. But even I knew this was going to be like pulling teeth, which on these guys is going to be easy because basically these guys didn't have dental. They missed all their dental appointments, and some of them didn't even have access to a toothbrush anymore. That's why they wanted to drink. Not so they couldn't feel the pain anymore, but because some of them just wanted to expire. It was cold weather, but I remember feeling hot. I was in Los Angeles. I was far from McKinleyville, far from a place where there was dang snow. But more than that, more than anything else on God's green earth, or anywhere else for that matter, I knew that these people needed help, and I'm the only one who can give it to them. Well, I know the only one who was willing to. Now, here's, when I told them my story, some of them asked me what my name was. And I told you the whole DJ Butterfly Feces thing, but I told you, look, I was always hesitant to tell people that. For obvious reasons, you understand something. When you tell somebody your name is Bug Doo Doo, somebody else gave you that handle. Well, I decided I'd have them earn their trust, then I'll drop my name on them. What to do, what to do, what to do. I tried to raise the money. I tried to find a way. I tried to basically get everybody to share their resources so everybody can make sure their teeth are brushed, mushed, their hair was clipped, so was their nails, and they were a little less filthy. Remember, dude, we're all just a few dollars away from the street. Many of us just dream of climbing the ladder, that corporate ladder, and think that job is going to take care of everything. Nah, the only people who are really set for life are the people who are truly sitting up there in that boardroom who are making people who are making real money. The people who are basically literally own the business. Something needed to be done. I was going to make sure everybody had a housing pod. Hey, I want a housing pod, too. We're going to let me, do you want to live in a housing pod for a while? You want to have housing? But yeah, that'd be nice, but really, I'm trying to make sure everybody here has one.
Yeah. I get you. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what. I don't know what to do. So a guy told me, dude, stop saying you don't know what to do. Just do something. Go help build a few more pods. You want material, then you can worry. I want to help build pods. I'm going to try to get everybody to help. To a point, I did. You know, there were a few basically vagrants out there on the streets who actually wanted to work. They wanted to work, and they got that golden opportunity. I said to them, let's all get together and make these pods as quickly as possible. And we did. It was beautiful. Everything was all coming together. We had our own little kind of construction crew. There was something enchanted and magical about it. And there really was, man. It was me, J. Butterfly Feces. Yep, I finally told them my name. I told them the whole story about, you know, why it exists and whatever. I told them my whole tale, how I was knighted. I told them all the experiences I had on the street, all the people that I had helped. I told them all about it.
they were enchanted. Now, the thing is, somehow, I think I'd help them talk a lot more, get a little closer. They were all talking and helping each other, and now everybody was working on you know, building these pods, and I found out something else. Not only were they interested in building the pad pod, the homeless pod, the housing pod, the vagabond pod, not only, but I found out that basically, because they all pulled their resources together, they got more money, we had a little bit more material to build them with. And more and more and more and more people were honestly, literally doing stuff. That was something. It was something rather beautiful. We were all going, I said, it wasn't so easy for me. I wasn't a handyman, but I was learning. I wasn't like other construction people. We were doing something. We were building. We were making sure it's somebody's home. Honestly, I talked to everybody. I got them to know them, and I wanted them to know me. We were all working together, but what I did was I mostly asked them who they were and what they had been through. Because you know something? Let's say you don't have a dollar or any loose change or any booze to give to a fake. Let's say you have nothing to give them. Let's say you do. You don't. Some of them, they just want to be heard. They're crying out for help. Nowadays, most of us are holding onto our fingernails, winding up on the street. In L.A., this is a place that was supposed to be known for being superficial and cruel and shallow. Hollywood is basically the place where movie stars get to live like movie stars, and everybody else, on the other hand, well, the weather was nice, the sun was nice. I mean, come on, it was winter, and we were all pretty warm. I'm getting sweaty working out here. But dang it all. One of them said to me, you know, you're not really one of us, are you? And I can tell, you live a sheltered life. I mean, really, you've been indoors. You haven't been out there. You're not one of us. I admitted that I hadn't. What was I going to say? I didn't tell him the whole story. Because I was afraid I'd lose credibility, but I said, look, you guys are helping each other. Whatever. One funny thing was that when they were all starting to basically help with, they were starting to help with the building of the pods and whatnot. They were all talking to each other. I smiled and I thought about, I could pick up a little bit more garbage. Nah, you know, a little bit of garbage here and there isn't going to make much difference. But I want to make sure a few more people have a few more roofs and walls all around them. They need that. I didn't do much sleeping. Honestly, I wanted to ask Organic to come in there and join. He said, no, look, I'll pick up the garbage. You focus more on the pod. So I did. Let me tell you something. L.A. truly looked beautiful. Inevitably, as it was bound to happen with all this stuff going on, sooner or later, there were cameras all over the scene. All over the scene. There were all these documentaries, all these news crews, all these people trying to get in on this story. Interviewing everybody with this. And everyone was praising the housing pod as they should. They were praising it like it was the next coming of electricity. Like of all Benjamin Franklin did, we did something even better. This is a grander invention. And it was one thing to build it, but we were building them. We were building them in dozens. I spent a lot of my time almost the lion's share of this punk's time here. I was spending him building the pods, and I knew somewhere out where Organic and the rest of the others were basically picking up trash, beautifying L.A., making L.A. beautiful. Honestly, it was beautiful. You know that sense of emptiness I've had my whole life? I actually felt it disappear. I don't know why, but it had always been there. Maybe I just needed to live with a sense of purpose. But now I was. I wanted to do this, and I'd done it. What I've been waiting for my whole life. DJ Butterfly Feces was a name I wanted the world to soon know. Not because I wanted to be exalted, but because I wanted to know that I helped pave the way to something greater. It's like any other history revolutionist. It's more than just school is closed on their birthday. It's so much more than that. It's, how do I put this? School wasn't, you did more than just get the day off. This was the guy others emulated to be with, to move with, to be one with. I was kind of proud. Dang it, we were doing something. We really were. The housing pod. They were being built, and plenty of vagrants were finding solace, restitution in them. The whole world was finding out what we were doing. And there's a lesson in that. Something like this powerful, this majestic, this earth-shaking happens. Something equally bad is bound to follow. You're too happy one day, it's going too good one day, something bad going to happen the next. There's going to be you-know-what storms going to rain down on your head. And sure enough, something did it. You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. The one, the only, except no substitutions. 9:28 here exactly. And this show is brought to you by Organic OK. Check out Maya Harrison. Boy, does she have some music worth hearing. As for what did happen, the inevitable yang that happened after the ying, well, you're going to have to tune into our next episode to find out. Oh, boy. What a train wreck. Sorry that basically I missed a program this week, folks, but I'll make it up to you. I'll find a way. I will. Thank you. All right. Thank you, good people, one and all. This is DJ Butterfly Feces here. Hope to see you here. Yeah, thank you, and good night.